Let's begin our evening with prayer, so bow with me, please. And Father and God in heaven, we say thank you for the day, for the blessing, the privilege, the opportunity we have of assembly. We're thankful so very much that we have this opportunity to give you worship and praise as a congregation. We're asked for blessing from above as we lift up our voices to you this evening, as we read your word, as we offer prayers on behalf of one another. We pray that you open our eyes always to seize the opportunity to be a blessing to others. Help us to lift up those who are fallen and encourage those who are weak. Help us to strengthen even those who are faithful. Bless us with that ability to fulfill our discipleship, our stewardship. In all things, we pray you receive the glory and the honor. And we just thank you very much for your blessings over and over again. Forgive us of our sins as we confess to you and to one another. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin with number 265. Number 265. Come on, 265.
You ready?
No.
I thought I marked it. Mark
the wrong one.
264. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Choose one, and we'll sing a couple stanzas of that song together. All right, Dennis and Pam, I'm going to start on your side tonight. Well, if you have one chosen, I can pass and come back to you after I try to go with Dennis and Susan.
Good.
Well, they need help.
He's talking to you.
Oh.
523. That shun the wrong and do the right.
It's a good idea.
523. Sing all three stanzas of this one. 523. Okay.
I know the Lord will find a way.
I know the Lord will find a way for me.
the blessed hour of prayer, when our hearts slowly bend, and we gather to Jesus, our Savior and friend. If we come to Him in faith, His protection to share, oh, what a bomb.
To that one, so I'll take 721. 721, first and last. When it gets to the end of the first line, it goes back and you sing the second line right underneath it, and then we go to the page on the right. 721, first and last.
My latest sun is sinking fast, my race is nearly run, my strongest trials now are past, my triumph is begun. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand, oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal.
Christine?
230. When it's time for reading,
I'll give you a little forewarning. Then following this song, Chris, I'll have you read the scripture in a prayer. 230, first and last.
Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer, worthy of glory, honor, and power, worthy of all our soul's adoration, worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou. Worthy art thou. Lord, may we come before thee with singing, filled with thy spirit.
Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart towards your steps from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant, so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace that I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts, and your righteousness preserve my life. Let us go to that prayer. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you so very much for this time that we have to come here and assemble as brothers and sisters in Christ to worship and to praise you. And Lord, we're so very grateful for this time of singing devotional where we can lift our voices in praise to you. And again, Lord, we thank you for the authors of these songs that were inspired by scripture, that they were reading, blessing that we have, that we're able to use those to glorify you. And Lord, there are many in this congregation that are seeking prayers, that are just dealing with different illnesses, sicknesses, and just different things that happen in life. And Lord, it's our prayer that you'll continue to strengthen them, give them the strength that they need to endure what they're going through, and not only strengthen them, but continue to comfort them. You are a God of love, a compassionate God, and we're so very grateful for your love, especially for your son Jesus and the love that he had for each and every one of us. He went to the cross on our behalf. And again, Lord, that's the hope that we have. As he rose on the first day of the week, he showed that he completely conquered death. And we too have that hope in him. And we're just so very grateful that we not only heard the gospel, but we obeyed it. Lord, it is our prayer that if there's anything we can do to help reach friends or family, those that are seeking Christ, that we'll be able to meet those needs by sharing the gospel with them. And Lord, also, it's just so very good to be here with brothers and sisters in Christ, to all like-minded, to give you praise and glory in all that we do. It's our prayer that you will receive that. And continue to be with us this evening as we continue to worship you and give you the praise that you deserve. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Reminded us, and I know Dennis Burchett does that quite often in his prayers too. We're thankful for the hymn writers. They captured those spiritual thoughts, the biblical message, and put it to words and music. And as the Bible says in Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The value of singing, the message, the content of the songs. So when we're singing to one another, encouraging one another, to work till Jesus comes, or to pray often. Just the message of the song. Then the verse continues after singing, making melody in your hearts to the Lord. So our songs look left and right and front and back, but then they also look up. So when we have this time together on the first Sunday night of the month, and we use that word devotion, but it's worship, but it's also a time in our singing to encourage us to God. Mike, we're to you, I believe.
Number three.
Number three, first and last. Man, this song has a memory for me because 30 years ago or something, when Palmer, your dad, would lead singing. This is one of his favorite songs, or this is one he sang quite often. And when I would be sitting up front where I used to sit when in the worship assembly, and he would be up there leading singing. And he'd say number three, and if he'd pitch it, sometimes he'd pitch it too high. And about the time he got to the chorus where he says, "Let them breathe," he'd look down at me. I like that. He knew he had it too high. Precious memory. Oh, Palmer Wilson. Wow. Number three, first and last.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All his angels praise. Children small, let them pray. His glory is exalted far above the earth and sky.
The whole song is almost a quote from that Psalm 148. I think it almost takes every word. Carol and Jesse. I'm sing it. I'm going to try to keep these notes as close as I can. I'm going to sing it the way that we've sung it since our childhood. I'm not sure I always said. If I add the words, don't you know that, I'll try to maybe put that in there. That's what the author of the edited version of this song. We'll try.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. When I go to work, I'm gonna let it shine. When I go to work, I'm gonna let it shine. When I go to work, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. When I'm on the street, I'm gonna let it shine. When I'm on the street, I'm gonna let it shine. When I'm on the street, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. When I'm with the church, I'm gonna let it shine. When I'm with the church, I'm gonna let it shine. When I'm with the church, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I guess I'm supposed to hold that note a little bit longer so you guys can get the words in. Don't you know that? I wasn't holding the note quite long enough for you to jump in there. All right, Clarence and Barbara?
63.
Well, I heard all kinds of numbers when he's my hearing.
763.
Yeah, 763. 763. I did hear a 7. Help me out. Well, I can't find my pages. Oh, Master, let me walk with thee, right? Okay. I'm going to confirm the title of the number. 763. Prayer song. Let's sing all three stanzas.
Oh, Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths.
Oh, we come to that,
I'm gonna get Orby and Chris to the song after this, right here. I just wanna tell you a little bit about what the Bible says about grandparents. I'm gonna tell you about my grandchildren. I'll tell you when. But I just thought that would be a good introduction.
I tell you
about my grandkids.
Where did you find me?
You know, we recognize Mother's Day, Father's Day. You know, we preach sermons on those days. You know, there's a grandparents' day. They know when that is.
No.
It's the second Sunday of September. This year it'll be September 8, 2024. The Bible speaks of the word grandparent only once, that word. It's in 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. When I call to remembrance, Paul said concerning Timothy, the unfeigned faith that is in thee, or you, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, Eunice, and I'm persuaded that it's in you also. The word grandmother, grandparent. The Bible speaks of children's children at least 10 times. It speaks of the son's son 6 times. Though certainly the idea of grandparents is biblical. I'm going to give you a full sermon on what grandparents look like next Sunday night, Lord willing. But this will be a little introduction. So one little, how can we make the most of our grandparents' grandparenting years? What can we do? What's the best? Even if you're not a grandparent, you're going to grandparent somebody. It's either a nephew, niece, or somebody else's children. You're going to take them under your wing in different ways. And maybe not even your own grandchildren, but others. But there's going to be children in your life that... here's what the obligation, biblical obligation for grandparents. Number one, and I'm only going to do one tonight, view grandparenting as a crown. It's a crown. It's in Proverbs 17, verse 6. Children's children are the crown of old men. Old women, too. Children's children, your grandchildren, are your crown. So some people might dread becoming a grandparent because it moves them into the old age category. But God sees it as a promotion, a step up. It's a crown. It's a coronation. So when you become a grandparent, you've just been crowned. Christine and I have moved up. And, you know, both of our parents are gone, so now we are the right word to you. Well, we're the oldest in the family. We're the matriarch and the patriarch in our family. So first of all, you want you to see, along with this, the Bible says that the gray head is to be cherished. Yeah. The gray head is to be cherished. It can also be colored. But it's to be cherished. Here are the verses. It's in Proverbs 16, verse 31. Says the hoary head, we don't use that word very often, but it just means old, means ancient. The hoary head, old, ancient, having white or gray hair. So he says the hoary head is a crown of glory. So it's a crowning again of being grandparents. If it be found in the way of righteousness, it's a crown of glory. In Proverbs 20, verse 29, the glory of young men is their strength. And the beauty of old men is the gray hair. So there's some. So Jim can say, you know, I'm a beautiful person. I have, and Dennis said, well, and so many of you. You can say, you know, I'm really beautiful. See my gray hair? And that's biblical. It's Proverbs 20, verse 29. I'll write that one down. And sometimes the last thing I want to say is, the older some things get, the more valuable they become. We recognize that. Some things that are old, we sometimes refer to them as antiques. They're valuable. They're vintage. They're valuable with age. Wow. So, Chris, don't tell Paula when you get home that Brian said she was antique.
just because she's a grandparent and you're a grandfather. You might use the word vintage, but don't say, you know, Brian said that grandparenting is valuable, meaning antique. But, well, you have permission, but don't say I said that. It's in Job, the book of Job, chapter 20, chapter 32, verse 7. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. So it's the wisdom of age, the wisdom of experience that youth has not captured yet. So the value of becoming a grandparent, or just becoming older. So grandparents, enjoy grandchildren and wear your crown. So we'll talk about the value of grandparents, Lord willing, next week. All right, Orby, do you have a favorite song?
753.
753. Is that farther along?
And you get.
753.
Tipped in a dry were all made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it.
Chris, you have the last song.
383.
Good song. They're all good. 383. In the cross be my glory forever. 383.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, glowing from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Tuesdays at 1:00, the Kennedy Center. Danny mentioned this morning, be mindful of the midweek Bible study at 4:00 on Wednesdays.
It's really a good series on Tuesday too. Right, Carol?
What's your topic for Tuesday?
Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness?
Oh, there you go. Sermon on the Mount. Just the definition of hunger and thirst gives you the application for the lesson. Hunger and thirst for it. Yeah.
And that's at the candy store, huh?
And that's at the candy store. Hunger and thirst. All right, let's bow in prayer and then we'll be dismissed. Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this time that we've spent together in giving you worship and praise and devotion and psalms and Bible reading and prayer. We pray that our time before you is acceptable. We pray that from our time together we're strengthened, that our faith grows stronger, that our love for one another grows deeper. We pray from our time together in giving you worship and praise that our adoration for you becomes stronger also. We're so thankful for your abiding presence in our life, for your watch care over us, your loving kindness, your tender mercy. We're asking for a safe journey home this evening. Bless us as only you can, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.